Hey friend, it's Katie and welcome back to Proof to Product. We are currently in the middle of the biggest wholesale buying season of the year. So naturally, it is both a fun and also easy time to share wins from our community and talk about our upcoming wholesale coaching program, Paper Camp. This is where we teach you everything you need to know to successfully sell wholesale. And we've got a pretty strong track record with tens of thousands of folks coming through the program. Today, I want to hand the mic to four of our Paper Camp alumni, though, to share their experiences of what their business looked like before they attended Paper Camp and what it looks like now after putting in lots of work. We did this type of episode of before and after Paper Camp series earlier this year, and you guys ate it up. I think the short stories of transformation were probably inspiring, but also aspirational for many of you. So we're doing it again, and you'll probably see more of these in the future too. But today we are shining a light on four of our Paper Camp alumni. Look, they came to Paper Camp to strengthen their wholesale sales and marketing systems. They actively participated in the program. They asked questions about how to apply this stuff to their particular business, and they soaked up everything there was to learn. They put in the reps and they did the hard work, and it hasn't always been easy, but friends, their transformations are incredible. And also their transformations are unique to them, meaning their goals that they set out to achieve. In this episode, you'll hear from Morgan Swank from Morgan Swank Studio, Jesse Tyree Janess from Root and Branch Paper Company, Brenna Daugherty from Brenna Daugherty Illustration, and Ashley Evans from InBooz. We have included all of their links in the show notes so you can easily follow them and check out their product line. So please go give them a follow and say hello. But before we head into this episode, I do want to invite you to a free workshop that I am hosting on August 12th at 9 a.m. Pacific time. This summer wholesale buying season has been super eye-opening. As someone who has been in the wholesale game for over 17 years and I've worked with over 35,000 thriving wholesale brands, I have a really unique viewpoint to spot mistakes, to identify missed opportunities, but more importantly, to identify solutions and future opportunities for those of you that are facing a sales slump. So the market is changing. Our strategies need to shift with it. In this free workshop, I'm going to teach it live. This is a brand new workshop I'm doing. I'm going to talk about how you can land consistent wholesale orders without over-relying on fair, without sending out bad wholesale pitches or discounting. So to RSVP for this free workshop, head to prooftoproduct.com/RSVP. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/RSVP. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started.
Hi, I'm Morgan from Morgan Swank Studio, and I create cheeky but wholesome greeting cards and gifts for people who don't take themselves too seriously. How many wholesale accounts have I had prior to Paper Camp? I had zero accounts. I was just getting started with wondering whether I should delve into wholesale, and Paper Camp was the perfect place for me to see whether wholesale was right for me and how to get started on my wholesaling journey. After Paper Camp, I am now in over 200 stores, and I also license my greeting card designs to a distributor in Canada. What was my biggest takeaway from Paper Camp? I would say my biggest takeaway from Paper Camp was that it was important to have systems in place to start my wholesale journey. I needed to make sure that I was really drilled down on what were my terms and conditions. I needed to have a process in place for fulfilling orders. I needed to make sure to have enough SKUs to offer stores, to have a catalog in place. It really gave me all the different pillars that I needed in order to put my best foot forward and represent myself as a brand, and that I'd be a brand that stores would take seriously and want to add to their shops. Without Paper Camp, I would have spent a lot of time doing things that I did not need to do and not spending the time doing the things that I really did need to do to propel my business forward. Paper Camp really was such an amazing investment because I was able to invest in my own growth as a business owner. And because of that, it just reaped many benefits, not only just time, but also just giving me the confidence as a business owner to go forward and create a line and put myself out there. What would I tell people who are on the fence about joining Paper Camp? I would say that if you are someone who wants to wholesale and wants to take wholesale seriously, that it's something you absolutely must do. I think it was so beneficial for me in saving me time. And I think for you as a business owner, if wholesale is something you're interested in, that I think it would also save you time and help you have a better understanding of what wholesaling is like and whether you want to pursue it. What else have I expanded into after Paper Camp? I started licensing my art and greeting card designs to a distributor in Canada. And I've also licensed my work to a group here in the US that sold pieces of art to big box stores. So licensing is something that I've done off of my wholesale journey.
I'm Jessie. I'm from Root & Branch Paper Co. I started my business a little over 7 years ago, and I am an illustrator. I create nature-inspired greeting cards and other stationery products. How many wholesale accounts did you have prior to Paper Camp? I had about 50 accounts when I took Paper Camp. How many wholesale accounts did you have after Paper Camp? About a year after taking Paper Camp, I had 200 stores that I was working with. What was your biggest takeaway from Paper Camp? I would say the thing that stood out to me the most was the sense of strategy that I had moving forward after Paper Camp. I felt a lot more organized about the way that my business could grow, and I had a very solid list of actionable steps that I could take. I immediately was putting things into practice as soon as I learned them. Without Paper Camp, I feel like I would have figured it out, but I would have waffled on a lot of things a lot longer. Going through Paper Camp really gave me a lot of confidence, just having community aspect, but also hearing more about industry standards, seeing the way that other brands have done things, hearing perspective from buyers. I felt like, okay, I've got this. You know, I felt the sense of confidence to keep going with my business, to grow, and to really put myself out there. What would you tell people who are on the fence about joining Paper Camp? I will always like to tell people this. I've had so many people ask me, and it has been one of the best investments that I've made in myself as a business owner. I saved up for Paper Camp. It was a lot of money for me. But I made back that investment that I spent in Paper Camp in like 2 months. I immediately was able to take some of the advice I was given and put it into effect, and I got sales from it. So I love telling people that, because I'm like, don't be afraid to invest a little bit in your skills and your knowledge in growing your business, because it will pay off. Like, it's a good investment both in you and in your work. What else have you expanded after Paper Camp? I did Paper Camp 4.5 years ago. So since then, I was able to quit my full-time job, go full-time in my business, which was my biggest dream. So being able to employ myself for 4 years has been amazing. I also hired a team, and I was able to outsource quite a few things. Now I'm working with a fulfillment center, and I've been able to work with over 1,500 stores since starting my business. So I'm really thankful for Paper Camp giving me that foundation of knowledge and community that I could grow from.
My name is Brenna Doherty, and I have a line of nature and California-inspired stationery and gifts. How many wholesale accounts did I have prior to Paper Camp? I had about 30 to 35 stockists. How many wholesale accounts did I have after Paper Camp? As of today, I'm at about 60 to 65 wholesale accounts. What was my biggest takeaway from Paper Camp? I'd say that I came into Paper Camp with a big concern about my never-ending to-do list and kind of really, really worried about how to prioritize all these never-ending tasks. And I felt like I was juggling a lot. I'm a one-woman show, and I just had a lot of uncertainty around what to focus on first and making sure that I was doing the right things to grow my line and my business. And I'd say that the biggest thing that Paper Camp taught me was that's okay. And that I likely will never, the list will probably never end, but I ended up gaining a good sense of what tasks to focus on in order to keep my business running and feel a little less anxiety around all the different tasks that come up on a day-to-day basis when you're the one running every different aspect. So that was probably my biggest takeaway. And then also just that slow and steady growth is okay too. It's definitely a long game. And that made me feel a lot better about kind of the progress that my business was making, and being really intentional about that growth was more important than aiming to gain immediate success. Without Paper Camp, I would definitely be lacking a little bit of confidence. I feel like I had the art side down. I went to school for art and have a degree, but did not come with business sense. And so I kind of felt myself scrambling with that side of things and a lot of uncertainty with my decision making. And Paper Camp really helped kind of confirm what I was doing right, for one thing, and validated some of the things that I already was doing correctly. And then also just gave me some tools for making sure that I'm doing some smarter things business-wise. What would I tell people who are on the fence about joining Paper Camp? I think the biggest thing that I had hoped for and turned out to be true was that the program extends way past the 4-week course itself. I've found myself logging back into the virtual classroom and rereading my notes and going through the materials at least once a month. And then also the Facebook alumni group that you get to be a part of, that I've used probably even more. And I find that search bar really handy. And there's just years worth of content and answers to a lot of questions that I've had that I can dig through and use that a lot. And then also kind of just the community aspect of that too. You know, being self-employed can be a little lonely sometimes. And so I find the Facebook group too, really, it's been really helpful just going forward, feeling like it's not necessarily just me and a lot of people have the same questions and kind of all together and in the process of growing a business like this. What else have I expanded after Paper Camp? Since Paper Camp ended, I've added about 30 new products to my line. And based on what I learned there, decided to kind of deepen my existing product categories rather than, you know, it's hard when there's so many ideas. And for designs, I wanted to kind of widen the net and try out different things. But I learned that that's not necessarily the best way to grow. So I've worked on deepening that, and then also developing stronger relationships with my current retailers that I work with and kind of focusing on the human connection there. And then lastly, something that I didn't really expect to gain from what I learned in Paper Camp, but have, is that I've gotten some opportunities in my freelance work and art licensing that I think have come about a lot because of the efforts I've put into marketing my line and understanding how to better develop my brand and put that out there more. I think that's kind of widened my audience overall. And so I've gotten to have some fun freelance projects going on simultaneously with my stationery business. So,
hi, my name is Ashley Evans and my company is Imbues Cocktail Kits. I make handmade alcohol infusion kits, cocktail salts, and dehydrated fruit garnishes. We sell to a lot of boutiques, and we also have our own gift shop. So we also use a lot of Paper Camp alums in our gift shop too. So it's kind of like a win-win for me. So I started wholesale in 2020, and I really didn't know what I was doing. So I had kind of a little bit of traction. I would say we had maybe about 75 wholesale accounts, and I just didn't really know what I was doing though. How many wholesale accounts did I have after Paper Camp? After Paper Camp, I would say I definitely like started really doing outreach and everything like that. So now I would say we are at about 400 active accounts now. So we definitely have increased our wholesale reach for sure. And what was my biggest takeaway from Paper Camp? I always treated it like a business, but I felt like Paper Camp really made me treat my wholesale aspect of my business as an actual business. So I knew, okay, so maybe I do need to have like my line sheets all in a row each season, and I need to have like an actual catalog. And how do I do that catalog? And oh my gosh, there's wholesale shows and there's all these different things that I knew existed, but I didn't think as a small business I needed. And I realized now I need to treat my wholesale as a regular business. And so I really learned so many tools and met so many people that really helped me along the way. And I really think that that was my biggest takeaway. I just have so many resources. And that's what I always love to, like, even though I am a food product, I love Paper Camp because you get the resources. It doesn't matter what kind of company you are. And without Paper Camp, I honestly don't know how much wholesale I would be doing. So I think that that really just set me up to find more accounts, find more businesses and boutiques that want to sell my product. And it kind of has let me expand a lot faster than without Paper Camp, for sure. What do I tell people who are on the fence about joining Paper Camp? I would say, I think it's definitely worth your investment. I think no matter what kind of company you are, it's perfect for getting those resources. And I really think that also the connection with the community and everything like that, it's just very, very, I wouldn't say that, but it's like, it's information that is, Katie knows what she's doing. And that's one of the things that I just always have to say, like, it's not one of those, oh, you know, I made money quick, here's my course. It's like, Katie knows what she's doing. She has the background. And I think that she's really put so much into this and it really makes it worthwhile and worth your investment. And it's not something that'll just go away. You have that community forever and you have those resources forever. So it's something that you can always change. If you're not quite ready to do the whole wholesale trade show aspect of it, you can have those for when you need them. And I think that's one of the things that I really like. I can always turn back onto it and turn back onto the community if I have any question. And I know that it's a reliable source of information, not just, hey, let's get money quick, get rich quick kind of scheme. I feel like it's really reliable. And then what else have I expanded after Paper Camp? When I started Paper Camp, I had moved into my building and I had the kitchen built, but I didn't know what I wanted to do for a gift shop. So I think Paper Camp really kind of made me like think like, hey, I should do a gift shop now. So that really got, the gift shop just turned 3 years. And it was like right after I did Paper Camp was when I was like, you know what, let's kind of get this ball rolling. So now I have a gift shop and I've expanded to larger, we're in Meijer stores and like larger grocery stores as well as smaller boutiques. And then we also are working more with restaurants and hotels. So it's one of those things that I am taking different aspects of my business and expanding them as I can, as fast as I can as a whole hand in business. So it's one of those things that I have to know my limitations, but also I know that I can expand as well. So it's this thing that I'm learning very quickly. And then also with the economy being how it is, it's just up and down. There's always little loopholes and obviously that I have to like jump through, but it's been great to just kind of expand and have the support of the community for sure.
All right. Thank you to Morgan, Jesse, Brenna, and Ashley for taking time to share their stories with us today. I'm so excited for all of their progress, and I'm really grateful that they've allowed me, Improve to Product, to play a small part in helping them get to where they are today. Friends, if you are feeling stuck with wholesale, I want to invite you to do two things. One, get on the Paper Camp waitlist at ImproveToProduct.com/PaperCamp. We run this program twice a year. We fill up every single time, but being on that waitlist gives you early access to enroll, and you get some other fun perks too. So go to ImproveToProduct.com/PaperCamp to get on that wait list. The second thing I want to invite you to do is RSVP for my free live workshop that I'll be teaching on August 12th. This is all going to focus on selling wholesale. And this is a brand new workshop that I created based on what I'm seeing in real time this wholesale sales season. So if you're in a sales slump, this workshop is for you. Because the truth is, this market is changing and our strategies need to shift with it. In this free workshop, I'm going to talk about how you can land consistent wholesale orders without over-relying on fair or bad wholesale pitches or discounting. To RSVP for this workshop, you can go to ImproveToProduct.com/RSVP. Again, that's ImproveToProduct.com/RSVP. I look forward to seeing you there live. I'll talk to y'all soon. Have a great rest of your day, and thanks for showing up today.